It is the most viral video of the day, and when I show it to you in a moment from now, you won't be surprised why, but it is a moment to say all hail Grandmaster D. Gokesh, who delivered a blow to Magnus Carlsen's campaign at the Norway Chess on Sunday. That is the 1st of June. The 19-year-old Grandmaster, and I want you to watch his composure really closely when I play this video. He seized victory in round 6 after a late blunder by former world champion Carlsen, the famously tempestuous Magnus Carlsen, the world number one. The turnaround saw Carlsen react with visible anger. Some people are calling it a hissy fit, thumping the board before exiting the playing hall abruptly. But enough words. Watch what happened.
Oh my God!
I love how that audience takes its time to actually begin the applause, because everyone is so taken aback by that outburst from Magnus Carlsen, even though one knows that this is pretty typical behavior. Geniuses, both these chess players, let's make no mistake about it. But let's try and understand this incredibly intense moment, which has obviously, unsurprisingly, gone completely viral. And we are so proud of Gokesh. So this is NDTV's huge congratulations to him, his family, all his admirers, his team there in Norway. Srinath Narayanan, chess grandmaster, captain of Indian men's chess team, is with us live to make sense of this amazing image. Abhijit Prakash Kunte is a chess grandmaster, Dhyanchand awardee of 2021. Gentlemen, I'm going to come to you both first, and I might ask some stupid questions because we do not live in the same world as chess players. So please, you've got to forgive me for any questions that I ask that may not sound correct to you. But before I come to both of you, Abhijit and Srinath, I'm going to come to my young friend Osama here. Osama, he bashes the table, but what I loved most about that moment is Gokesh doesn't even flinch. He's not even surprised. It's almost like he expected that reaction. Is that typical Magnus?
It is typical Magnus, because when you look at his track record, Shiv, it is not the first time that he has thrown a fit like this.
Yeah.
Remember in 2022, this was the world championship title that was taking place. And he basically said that he was not going to defend his title because he doesn't feel that it is the right championship, right tournament for him.
Hmm.
So it's just whim and fancies for him when it comes to one tournament. The other example, and this is very recent, that took place in 2024. This was the entire dress code dispute that happened. He walked in wearing a jeans pant, which was which basically the tournament organizers, they said, look, this is not part of part of the uniform that you need to be wearing for this. And he said, look, I wear this costume.
I'm number one. I don't care about your rules.
I don't care about your rules. Either I do this or I'm out of the tournament. And he actually walked out of the tournament until people came and told him that, look, you need to finish this tournament. You need to come back. And he then ultimately did posted an apology that didn't really sound like an apology. But you're absolutely right. This is typical Magnus Carlsen.
Yeah.
And that is quintessential behavior from the world number one. There have been geniuses, Shiv. the super brat of tennis, John McEnroe. Yeah. You had Serena Williams. Then you had you have somebody like a Diego Maradona. You have Luis Suarez, who is going going around biting people. You have
so they are allowed their tantrums.
but it is a different, completely different sport.
Yeah, right. Correct.
So what might be applicable in some other sport might not be applicable in this particular.
Let's try and understand what that stress could actually be. You know, Srinath and Abhijit, forgive us for. Gloating a little bit because we are all 100% on Team Gukesh here. So
absolutely.
While we acknowledge the genius of Magnus Carlsen and Gukesh, I can't help feeling a great deal of vicarious satisfaction from that moment. But let's go a little deeper because you guys have been in such intense situations. Srinath, to you first, how do you, how do you see Magnus's response and tell us about this. What would that moment have been like?
Just talking about this one particular incident, not talking about some of Magnus's past incidents, I think it's a very relatable feeling because Magnus had been conducting the entire game, having the upper hand, and in that one moment he throws it all away, like literally everything away. So you have this 4-5 hours of building up towards something and all the pre-preparation, and in just a matter of few seconds everything is gone. So it's a very understandable thing. I'm sure all of us relate to it, as Gukesh himself mentioned in the post-game interview, and I think a lot of players do feel that emotion, but very, very few express it. And Magnus is probably unique in that aspect. He was very expressive.
Yeah.
And to some extent, we also teach a lot of our own kids not to react in that exact way. You acknowledge that your opponent did better. You shake hands and you walk away. Kind of similar to how all our players do. So in that sense, it's a understandable emotion, but not something that you would see from
Gukesh did, explain it, saying that, everybody has their own sort of response to a high-intensity situation like this. Relatable to you as well, I assume, Abhijit?
I think I will take it another way, because Magnus has been always saying that he doesn't, is not more interested in playing the world championship matches. But this young brigade of India, be it Pragnanand, be it Gukesh, they have made him realize that there is a tough competition coming in. And I think this kind of competition
like
will
that.
Make him play the world championship again. That's what we all are hoping for.
Yeah.
And second thing I will say that, he has been very critical of Gukesh from when he won the world championship match. And he has been consistently critical. And after winning the first game, he had this tweet again after the first match with Gukesh in the Norway chess. So I think it hurt him a lot that he lost the game in such a way.
Yeah.
But more than that, I see the impact which he has got, that today he has just drawn with Nakamura, a very quick draw he took. So I think it was a emotional challenge for him to come out of this situation. That's what I feel.
Very interesting.
I think I will give all credit to Gukesh.
Basically, my takeaway from what Srinath and Abhijit have told me is that Gukesh gets under Magnus Carlsen's skin. He's been critical of him in the past as well.
Yeah.
So there's more to it than just professional rivalry here.
Absolutely. And when you look at the landscape of chess currently.
Yeah.
Earlier, it just used to be the Russians and the Americans and the Chinese who would be like really good at chess. Now, when you look at what is happening in the world of chess, you have India you have so many young players. You have Pragnananda, you have Arjun Erigesi, you have Gukesh, and so many other young players who are up there. And more often than not, beating the world number ones and world number twos.
Mm.
And that is basically what is getting out these reactions from somebody like a Magnus Carlsen. And you talked about, asking stupid questions to our guest. I also want to understand from Srinath there. Have you ever done that? Have you ever banged the table after winning or after losing? Have you ever done that?
No, not that I can ever recall. It's just not my way of doing things. And I'm also not too fond of doing something like that. In chess, we also don't celebrate our wins so that we don't disrespect our opponent.
Yeah.
We wait for a while, we shake
the opponent
away, and then we smile. Yeah, absolutely. But so it's totally not my way. But having said that, I'm not also too overtly critical, because it's nice to see some emotions being displayed.
You're right. You know, this kind of emotion adds spice to what is otherwise, you know, a game which people are watching and thinking, "Arey, kya ho raha hai isme?" But the thing is, if they're not into chess, I mean, because chess is an absolutely fascinating game. I've played it myself at the very, very junior school level. So, you know, nowhere infinitesimally close to what you guys have amazingly nationally and internationally achieved. But my to follow on to that question from Osama, Srinath, what does it take? You know, in these images, you're looking at, which are playing on our screen right now, you can see Gukesh, first of all, not flinch at all. So he's obviously a guy who knows all about Magnus Carlsen, probably knew in that split second that the bang on the table is going to come right now after I make this move. What does it take to keep your composure like that? Look at the contrast. Magnus Carlsen is like flustered. He's, you know, stomping around the room and flailing his hands around. And Gukesh has his hand cupped over his mouth, just absorbing that moment in silence. What does it take to be so composed?
I think firstly, it's different ways of expressing. Secondly, you also train yourself to have that poker face when you're, you know, playing chess. You just don't immediately react. You don't want your opponent to know what you're thinking, how you're feeling during the game and in general. And I think that is what Gukesh is showing here. Mm. And of course, Magnus is not the first opponent who's reacting in such a way in Gukesh's career. Yeah, he's faced so many similar opponents, so he knows what's coming. And I think it's a bit similar to how someone throws their racket in a tennis match with a point.
Yeah.
I think it's a very similar reaction.
You know, someone mentioned Jim McEnroe. I think it was Osama. Remember, McEnroe's game used to get better the angrier he got. So anger actually used to work in his favor. Abhijit, you know, how does anger work in chess? Is it important to, you know, be on your toes and be a little intemperate like Magnus Carlsen? He is, after all, number one. Or is it a better strategy to keep your cool, or it just works different for different people?
So I think we can relate this match when Kasparov played with Anand in the World Trade Center. And when he lost his first match with Anand, he just banged the door so badly that, you know, everyone could see it. And I think that emotion, I think I can relate what Magnus is doing with the Kasparov. You know, he was also very emotional over the board. He will act in such a fashion. So, you know, you can see from his face that, you know, what he's thinking, whether he's angry or he's happy. So, you know, like, there are different personalities in chess, like Carlsen, Kasparov, who are very, very, very emotional. And then we have Karpov and Vishyanand, you know, who won't show anything on their face. So, you know, it's a different personalities. And I think these personalities make the game more exciting. I can only tell Srinath, you know, that he had a good coach, so he had a very good etiquette.
No, but is it an Indian thing? Being very calm and composed, is it like a trait of all Indian chess players?
Good that you have chess.
You can say that Indians are always taught in such a way that, you know, you respect your opponent, you know, because your opponent is there, you get a chance to play. So even if you see the Carlsen, even after finishing the match, he congratulated Gukesh. And while he's coming out, he's also patting Gukesh.
Yeah, I was going to ask about
that. He understands it, but he could not just control his emotions.
Incredible. I mean, it's these small gestures, Osama, that actually matter. You know, what Abhijit was just mentioning, after he bangs on the table, he turns around, flails his arms, then he says, "I'm sorry." And then he walks past Gukesh and he taps him, on the shoulder. Such a small, subtle little gesture. We can look at it as humble pie. We can look at it as a, you know, a spasm of professionalism within that extreme emotional moment of disappointment and, you know, self-anger. I think it's self-anger that Magnus Carlsen is feeling over that incredible blunder. But Osama, what did you think about that? Tapping him on the shoulder before walking, you know, hurrying out of the room.
Yeah, he knew that he had committed that blunder.
Yeah.
And he knew that he had the entire game in the palm of his hand. And he realized that, it's just that one mistake and the entire work that he had been doing for the last 5 hours is gone. That is probably that got that reaction out of it. And we were speaking about breaking rackets. What I also want to point out is there are legends somebody like Rafa Nadal, who never broke a racket and still is probably one of the greatest of all time.
All time, yeah.
So, there are different personalities. Yeah. There are different kinds of players who have different kinds of temperament. Yeah. Something works for Magnus Carlsen, something works for Deepu Kesh. And we should look at it objectively in this particular case. But yes, this particular outburst and then the self-realization that, look, I shouldn't have done that, publicly at least. And that is probably what this entire moment was about.
Variety, as they say, is a spice of life. And, you know, I don't want to condone bad behavior of any kind, but I think we all need to acknowledge that Magnus Carlsen, you know, if he hasn't earned the right to behave like this, he is certainly someone everyone should respect. His abilities, his achievements should be acknowledged. And, you know, if two stalwart grandmaster chess players, like Srinath and Abhijit said, you know, they don't want to be too critical. This is, after all, an intense, emotionally draining game. Then I think we should take that at face value. I want to play out another angle of that video, Osama. Angle of that same video. Let's just play that out.
Oh, my God.
Some of final words?
Shiva, I just wanted to say that Magnus Carlsen shouldn't be feeling that bad, also because he's lost to the current world champion.
Yeah. So we're going to see how it goes, and I'm going to end on that note. Srinath, Abhijit, thanks very much. Osama as well. We'll be tracking Gukesh, and hopefully he'll be on NDTV very, very soon. Wishing him luck for the rest of that tournament there in Norway.